tell me your name, your address, and date of birth, please?
My name is Doreen Rose Smith. My date of birth is 16/11/36.
Could you tell me a little bit about your background, your parents, your mum, your dad, what they did for a living, your siblings, that kind of thing?
My father was worked in the arsenal. First of all, we come from London because we were evacuated all down the unit. And my father was, we all sent from London to Aslovera. And then my father was travelling from there to the arsenal in Bridgend. And then we all had this, we were all evacuated then to Brinterium, where all the hostels were. It was all the people from the ammunition factory and the arsenal. All the people that worked there were, you know, had these hostels to live in, which was the start of, I was only four, but that was the start of the new life down here, like, you know. And my father was travelling back and forth then to Bridgend. My elder sister worked with him. And my other sister then, Grace, she was a nurse in Bridgend Hospital. And then Joyce, now the one you met the other day, of course she went to Woolworth and then the fish company or something in Bridgend. She moved around then to Christy Tyler's. And my brother had his own business, poacher, a car business. And my other brother then was a fitter. And me then, I just worked in Webbs. So, right.
Did your mother work?
No, my mother, before she was married, she worked in the jam factory in London, making jams. Yeah.
Which jam factory was that?
Oh, my God, I don't know. My sister would know. She would know.
Yeah.
What's the name of the jams?
Chivers, maybe? Chivers? Or?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No. No, it's not a Kendall's jam, is there? No.
Don't know that one. Anyway, it was just a...
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your education then, primary and secondary.
Well, when I came down here, I was four, but then we went to Aslovera. By the time I came to Bridgend, I was six, going on seven. I got up four. And then I went to Laveston School.
Okay, so, tell me again, where did you go to primary school then?
In Laveston, and I was there till 11 then, and we transferred then to secondary school there, you know. And of course I was there then, and I think it was 15 years we left, I was 15 years of age. I didn't go in for any, I didn't study anything, put it that way, you know, just normal. And I went into the factory then when I came from the school.
Was it something you wanted to do when you were 15, leave school, or would you have liked to stay on?
Well, to be fair, I was busy enjoying myself and having fun, and I just didn't want to do anything like that. It's silly, really. I should have done. Because my husband went to college, and, he was a toolmaker, he was. But I should have done it. I'm sorry now, mind. But that's the way it was.
So, where did you go and work first?
Well, when I, as I told you up in Glenys's, we tried to get into the box factory that Pat was in. I couldn't get there. And then we went down to Bridgend then, and there's this other factory then. It was just starting up. It's like doing all like medical stuff, like cough mixture and aspirins and stuff like that, you know. Well, of course, I was on the printer then. I think we were only there for about 4 weeks. And my friend that I was with, she had the sack. But of course, I said to you then, I was going to stay there without her. So my other friends now left this other factory that they were working in, was the pencil box. They were making pencil boxes. And, of course, they said they were all going over to Webbs. So I said, oh, I'll come with you, because they were my friends. And, of course, we all went over there and we had a job there, didn't we? And that's where I stayed.
Right. Well, you said you wanted to work in the box factory. Why did you want to...
Because Pat was there and all of them, see? I just wanted to go with them. And apparently it was a new factory starting up. And it was so good. Everybody was saying that it is. I just wanted to go there. Like, we were unlucky. We couldn't get in.
So you worked in this medicine factory for 4 weeks?
Oh, not long, yeah.
And then you went to...
To Webbs.
Webbs. And where was Webb's exactly?
Well, when here, it was in the trading estate. I think the road was King's Road, I think it was. I can't remember now. I think it's up that way somewhere. But the company was from Northampton. And that's where it was.
So you said you went with your friends. Did you all go there along together on the same day?
Yes. And of course he interviewed us all, didn't he? And of course we started on the Monday then.
Did you all get a job?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you had an interview. What was that like?
Oh, God. He just wanted to know where we worked before and what can we do. And we just said, we're capable of trying to go at anything, like, you know. So he said, you know, like, shoes are very delicate to do. And we said, we were game for it. So, okay, he said. So he took our names and dresses and he said, right, start Monday. He said, 7:30.
Great.
So that's what we done.
So did you have any kind of training now?
Well, of course, yeah. When we got there now, himself, the boss, Mr. Norton now, there were certain jobs that he put these girls on and there was somebody else showing them what to do. But I had this beading machine and, of course, he was there then showing me what to do. Oh, I thought I'd never get it, innit? If so, you had to go around the corners and make the corners pleat, you know, on the end of the fronts of the shoes. I'll show you this bulletin I got now. And it was hard, but I think we had about 6 weeks training and then he put us on the full machine then.
So did you think the training was okay? Was it good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was very good.
And you felt competent when
he... Yes. Well, he wouldn't have let you do it if he didn't think you were, you know.
Do you remember how much you were paid when you were training?
Well, I think, not for sure, £2 it was, because I was giving my mother £1.50, and I know that I was spending... No, sorry, £2.50 it was, that's right, because I was giving my mother £1.50 and I had £1 because I was spending the £1 before we got, you know, you have your holidays and you have a little bit extra, like when you have your annual holiday. So as long as I had my mother's £1.50 to give her and I had the rest of the money for myself, I thought I was rich, you know, and that's what she had of me. So it must have been about £2.50. And then when we had our annual holiday, he doubled up on our wages, see. So you had double wages, like, for the time that you were off.
Right.
So
were you paid the same when you started working for
yes,
you
as yes, you were when yes, you were training? Yes, you?
Yeah.
He gave us the same wage.
Right.
Yeah.
And were you given, pay rises every year?
No, we were on, like, a bonus scheme, you know. You had, you put so much work in front of you, done that then, and a bit extra, you'd have bonus at the end of the week.
And so did you find you were getting quicker then? And you were...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you knew you had a bit of bonus at the end of what you had to do, you were going nail for leather, like, you know, so that you could do it. Yeah. So it was good.
Yeah. Describe to me then, the first day you walked into the factory, what was it like?
What, the surroundings of the factory?
Yeah, everything about it.
Well, when we walked in, it was like he was in the centre of the room, the boss. He had like a desk there where he used to repair, like if somebody made a mistake with a shoe, he'd stand there and he'd repair it. So as we came through the door then, he was in the centre and there was an aisle over there then. They were doing the boots. There was... these high boots, you know, men's boots, like army boots. Then there was another one then sewing around the boots. One was like putting the eyelets in, the other one was sewing around them. And then there was another one then doing skiving. You thin the boot out, see, and they go from 1, 2, 3, you know. And then on the other end then, there was the beaders. We're doing like, once, I'm confused, you know, once the skiving is done, there was a girl there then when we first went there. She was sticking them down so that when they went through the beading machine for me, it was pressing them all over, like, you know.
What's the skiving, sorry?
It's like a machine. Say you've got your shoe there. Say that's a boot, the shape. You know the boot that's got the the laces in the front, and it goes round like that, and it's in this, like a piece. But they used to put it through the machine like that to thin it, see? So when they thinned it, it had come to the girl then to stick it. And when it dried, they'd give it to the beaders, that was me. And we'd bead it, right? And then it would go to the other one then, and would put the front on to the back, and they'd sew round it, you know, so you had the foot and the back together. And then it would go from there then to the other one then to stick the eyelets in, you know, so that we didn't do the soles, see, we only done the upper part. Oh, it's the male, it's okay.
So did you only do the upper part in the factory?
Yes.
Can you explain then what was there at the end of the day? Was just...
Well, right, at the end of the day, when it was all done, it was like poles. So all the shoes, the upper shoe that was done, was put on a pole. See, and they were all in lines then, ready to go out to the van. Because the van used to come in like twice a week to pick up these uppers to take to Northampton to have the soles put on them, see?
Right.
So, and of course, as you come through the back of the factory, as I just started off, there was a big boiler there, you know. That's where we used to have all our heating and everything. And we had a little canteen then off of the boiler, the room where the boiler was. And then the toilets were the other side. But the factory was all in sections.
So did you only make boot uppers?
Oh, no, no. You made shoes. Now, there was an oxo shoe. I can't explain it to you, really.
Right. So can you tell me about the different shoes you made?
Well, there was as you said, an oxo that came down in the front, like a straight piece with laces. They're all Savile Row, they were. And these were a derby. See, they had like, they didn't come down so far in the front, they were rounded. They haven't got a lot here to show you. And we didn't do those slip-ons. That's an oxo. See how the difference in the front? They called them oxos. And that's a derby. But they haven't got no chuckers here to show you.
But can you just talk about them anyway then?
Yeah, well, as I say, we used to bead them first. After the girls stuck them all down, we'd put them through the beading machine, right? And then we had trolleys. So you take your trolley, one girl would take you a trolley, and she would put it then in the next trolley to sew it to the bottom part. And then she'd put it in her trolley then, and it would go to the other part, and the eyelets would go on. You know, or everybody had a different part to do of the shoe, you know? And that's how it went on.
So you did that beading all day, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. We'd have a break at 10 o'clock, and then we'd have a half an hour a break for dinner. And then we'd have a break at 3, because we used to work to 5 then.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, when did you start in the morning?
Up at 7 till 5 in the night.
Did you have to clock in?
Yes, to clock in. And I can see the clocking machine there now, you have to clock in. And if you were late, you know, he was very, very strict. It's like being in school with him. Because if you had a day off, you were sick. You had to go into his office and he'd sort of say, where was you, you know, why wasn't you in work? You felt like a little kid, you know. But he was so strict. But he was a good boss. And as I said, if you went to the toilet and you were there more than 5 minutes, he'd be there, no, come on out of there.
Did you have to ask to go to the toilet?
No. No, we didn't have to ask.
So how did you get there? How did you get there in the morning?
Bus.
Or was that a public transport?
Yes.
How long did that take then?
Well, it's about a mile, about 2 miles, I think it was, and you were in the train. It's not far.
So when did you have to leave the house?
I say you left the house about 7:10. It was only up the road. It was you see the bus stop. It's still there, the same old bus stop. they fashioned it up a bit, but that's the spot that it was in. It got there about 7:10. The bus would pull in. No, sorry, tell a lie. We had to be there at 7. Because the time then we got on the bus and he dropped us all off. Because, you know, you drop us off around where the train is stayed. You didn't have far to walk. You were in work, like, innit? It's about half an hour, I would say, before you got there.
And did you have to be by your machine at Apple then?
Yes.
How many of you worked there?
Oh, no, you're asking. Because, see, I can't remember how many, but... I mean, we emigrated to Australia, my husband and I, when I was only about 28. That must have been 50-odd years ago, 55 years ago. Well, of course, it was an old factory then, but when we came back and we started doing a little bit more money again, I went back there part-time. And, of course, they'd had an extension on then, see? So there was two rooms, you know? So, of course, he had more staff and things there then, but... Mm. I can't remember how many.
But was it a big factory or was it a small...
No, it was a small factory. It wasn't a big one.
In tens rather than hundreds then?
Yeah.
Yeah. And were you mainly women or...
All women. Well, there was just... Sorry, there was Charlie in the boiler and there was one little mechanic, Mark, and there was another one then, Cliff. I think he just, you know, sort of moved the poles from one place to another. You know, he'd done the odd jobs, like. Yeah, just three men there. And all the others were women.
And were they all your age? Or, you know, I know all you and all your friends went.
Yeah,
older women?
No. Oh, the only older woman was there was Nancy. She was a forewoman.
All right.
She, you know, she kept you on your toes as well, you know, but she was... Not old, but she was a lot older than us.
Was she local then, or did she come down?
No, I think she came from Lantymoor.
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, but not from Northampton.
No. Oh, no, not from Northampton.
Right. So, not local, but fairly local.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so, when you know, you say he took you all on together. When did the factory open? Was it a new-ish factory then, do you think?
I think it was a new factory. I'm trying to... I don't know whether... You can have a look at this after, but I don't know whether it's in there. God, I was 15. Say it had been going for about 5-6 years then.
Right. And what year was this when you went there?
Oh, God. 15, 16. It must be even 1950, 51, something like that. Yeah.
Great. Sorry. Okay, so you told me what you were doing. Can you describe the sort of sound and smell and things? Was it very noisy or...?
I wouldn't say it was noisy because we had music on all day in it off the radio, you know, coming over on the speakers. But the smell of the glue was awful. You know, I was using the glue all the time because I was beading. I told you I had to be stuck first in it. And it's all horrible smell of the glue and the leather. You know, it's, well, there was big strips of leather there, you know, that had to be cut and everything. And they were cut really before they came to us, but you still had that smell. You know?
Did it make you feel lightheaded or sick?
Oh, no. It's just horrible smell it was.
So you say you had the... what about the sound of the machines? Were they noisy at all?
The eyelet machine was noisy. And when they were sewing, you know... You know what it's like, don't you? And especially when you're sewing the leather, it does sound. Yeah.
Were you allowed to talk while you were working?
Not really. He used to watch, you know, if he saw you talking, and he'd jump on you like a, you know, ton of bricks. No.
Right.
He couldn't.
But they were playing music.
Yes.
Do you remember what it was? Was it radio? Was it...
It must have been the radio then, it was. It came over the speaker, you know, he had a speaker there, it was all the radio came through there. Oh, we loved our music, the song, because we just could see my friend sitting there and I was singing away, you know.
And that was okay, you were allowed to sing?
Oh, yes, we were allowed to sing, but don't talk, get on with your work.
Do you remember any of the songs you used to sing at the time?
Oh, dear, they were oldie songs, weren't they? God, what's his name now? Nat King Cole's songs, they used to come over, my friend loved him. And Jimmy Valentine, or Dickie Valentine's songs. All those. And what was the other one I used to call him? What's his name? He's American, he is. He was born in Neath. Can't think of his name. I think of it now. But, Umperdink. I used to call him Umperdink.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember it?
Edward?
Yeah, his songs. I used to say Umperdink, I did. Oh, right. Oh, I used to love him.
All right.
And,
Who was this guy born in Neath then?
Wasn't he? Umperdink, yeah.
Jerry Dorsey?
No.
Anyway, fine.
I know he was born in Neath. He's a bit of an half caste, he was. Oh, God, I'm trying to think of his songs. Oh, never mind, it'll come. You do forget, see, don't you?
Yes. Did you enjoy the work?
Yes. You know, it got you down sometimes, like, in it, you know, if you went, you didn't have a good day. I tell you what, towards the end, when the second time I went back to Webb's, it must have been 60-odd, I don't know, something, 1963 or something like that, they started doing these orders for Marks and Spencer's. And, of course, you had to put tape in through the beading to the shoes to make them stronger. Oh, and that was hard. You know, and if you had done anything wrong with Marks and Spencer's, you'd have the whole lot back and look out if you did, you know. But you didn't have so much bonus because it took you more time to do these shoes with the tape in them. The string then we used to put in there. Oh, it was terrible. I didn't like that at all. Got on my nerves, that did.
So when did that come in?
Must have been about 1968, something like that.
So
1970, something like that. A bit later it was. Because Marks and Spencer's, we had lots of big orders with them.
What was the lighting and the heating like in the factory? Was it all?
The heating was dreadful. In the winter, it was freezing, you know? This Charlie, you used to call him, he was in the boiler, he was doing his best, but oh, it wasn't. We used to work with our coats on. That's how cold it was. Yes, it was cold.
Was that ever an issue? Did people ever stop working?
Once or twice, but didn't do much good. Not much he could have done about it. You know, he had the boiler going and you have to work with the coats on. Mm. Yeah, we all said we were going to down tools and everything because it was so cold. And we still had to get on with it.
What about the lighting? Was that sufficient?
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah.
Was there a union in the factory?
Yes.
And were you a member?
No. Oh, was I? I think we all had to be members then, yes.
Do you remember which union it was?
I don't think it was a good one. Somebody just took charge, you know. It wasn't like... Now, my sister, when she worked in Christy Tyler's, they had a big union there, you know. But I don't think it... We were that staunchly with ours, you know. We just said that... We always went to the boss, you know, and complained. And if it wasn't done then, well, we'd all... stick together and say it had to be done sort of thing. But that's what we called our union, isn't it?
Do you remember any disputes then when you actually stopped working?
No.
Right.
No, we didn't.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
No, we just had little pinnies and overalls, you know.
And did you supply those at the factory?
We supplied them ourselves, but to be fair, later on, somebody did come in with these pink, selling these pink overalls. So we all bought these pink overalls, which was better, really, because you wear one week and then you change and wash the other one, so you know, you don't have to keep putting these pinnies on all the time.
But the boss didn't pay for them?
No.
So you bought them yourselves?
Yeah.
Did you have any other protective wear, you know? Gloves or earmuffs or...
No, I don't think we didn't need anything like that. I'm just trying to think now, because as I say, we didn't do the finish of the shoes, eh? We only done the uppers. No, we didn't.
So, was the work dangerous in any way, do you think?
No.
Machines weren't dangerous?
No. No, well, you know, like these big sewing machines, some were flat ones, and some were upright. If you had the boots, they were upright, you know, and of course, the beading machine, it was just flat.
Yeah.
You know?
Did they have guards on them?
Yes, you did have guards.
So you don't remember any bad accidents
No.
or anything like that?
No.
What about, you started talking about the facilities. What was the canteen like then?
Just very good. It was just like a normal Sadie, they called her Sadie, the cleaning lady. She used to clean and she cooked. And she used to do it, you know, make the cottage pies and...
Did you used to eat there?
Yes.
And was the food reasonable? You know, what I mean is reasonable to eat and reasonably priced.
Yeah. Yeah. And we used to have like a little shop there, you know, like if you wanted some sweets or chewing gum. And because I used to keep chewing gum all day long. I used to keep it going, you know. And a couple of cakes used to have in like a cabinet thing there, you know. But that's all.
Did you have any perks from working there? Like, could you buy some of these shoes cheaper?
Yes. You were allowed so many shoes. My husband had so many shoes. It's unbelievable. I think it was about every 3 months, something like that, you were issued, you know, you'd have a pair of shoes at cost price. And you'd, you know, yes, so we did have shoes.
But was it only men's shoes you made?
Yes.
So you didn't personally benefit?
No. It's good.
And what about the toilets? Were they okay?
Yes, excellent. Excellent, the toilets were.
What was it? I mean, did you say it was an old building?
Yes. I wouldn't say it was old. You know, it wasn't... I know they built on another piece after, but I wouldn't class it, because all the offices, were, as you came in, were on the left. No, it was a nice little factory, it was. Yeah.
Quite comfortable.
Yes.
Was it clean?
Yes.
Did you have to... clean your machines at the end of the day?
Yes. Yeah. You had to have oil it and clean it and ready for the next morning.
And that was your responsibility?
Yes.
Yeah. You said you were all young women. Were there any married women working there? Except for the...
No, we were all youngsters.
We all
remember one another getting married, you know?
Yes. What about social life then? Did the factory put on any...
Yes, that's what I was saying. That was one of the functions there.
Right.
Yes, we used to have an annual dinner every year. Every Christmas we'd have a dinner, you know, and that was all paid for then. That was paid with the company. The company would pay for that.
Right.
Yes.
And where did you used to go? Do you remember?
Do you know Ogmore? The Sea Lawns there in the Ogmore? Is it Sea Lawns? It's a home now. They've done it up as a home.
Was that a hotel at the time?
Yes.
Down in Ogmore?
Yeah, Ogmore by sea. And then I think we used to, you know, the farmers in St. Bride's? I think we went there once or twice. God, I can't remember. But I know we used to have a... couple of places we went to.
And was it only you then, or did you used to take your friends and
your boyfriends and yeah.
Right. So it was quite a big do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all us girls that were there, like, you know.
And was that just Christmas time, or was it...
Christmas time.
Did you do anything else with the company or with the girls? Did you go on day trips or anything like that?
Yeah, we did have a couple of... We used to go to Bath. A couple of times we went to Bath. We'd go to Bristol again. We'd make a best trip up and go to Bristol. Oh, yeah, we used to have good fun together, you know. And, the trips... We had a few trips. And we had a few nights out together, so many of us, you know, not the whole factory, but a couple of us girls. If it was a birthday or something, we'd go out and celebrate, you know, and have a meal and that's how we used to enjoy ourselves.
So was it a good camaraderie between you and the other women?
Oh, used to a lot. I've had some good fun there, because one of my friends, well, Christine, she used to sit with, she was sewing the boots, I think she was, I can't remember. She used to watch me as I came in, because I was a proper, and I used to put my bag, and before we started working, and I used to go back in, look in the mirror, and put it myself. She said, here comes Sue Ellen, she said, that's what she used to say. Well, they used to crack up laughing, and I didn't realise that she was watching me, and so we used to have things like that, you know, funny things. We used to laugh. Very silly to you, but we used to have good fun with it, you know. But she was always making cracks, she was, Christine.
Can I just ask you then about the smokers? Could they smoke on the line? Could they smoke in the factory?
No.
Where would people go and smoke?
To the toilet.
To the toilet, not the canteen.
Oh, I think you could smoke in the canteen, but you couldn't smoke in the shop floor.
Right.
Smoke in the canteen. I think you can. I can't remember that far back, but I think so.
And in the toilet.
Yes, because he used to go to his... I told you in Glenys's, he didn't like it at all. And he, as I said, he was in the centre of the factory, and he could see who was going in and how long you were in there, see? Timing you. Terrible.
Would you say he was a good boss, though, on the whole?
Oh, yes. Excellent boss,
was he
was.
Well-liked?
Well, I think he was, but everybody was a bit wary or frightened of him, you know, because he was so... he could be so nice, and he could turn and be sharp, you know?
Why would you say he was a good boss, then?
He was, because he looked after us then, in that way, you know?
You thought he was fair?
Yeah. Really did. But I was a bit frightened of him. And if I'd done something wrong, I was frightened to go and show him, you know? But he'd help you on the other hand if there was something you wanted to do, and he would there to help you, you know? Yes, he was good. Because he was from Northampton, see? He was transferred from Northampton to Bridgend, to this factory in Bridgend.
Yes.
So...
What about holidays?
Well, we had Easter. We had a week for Easter. And we had our annual holiday, a fortnight. And then we had a week for Christmas.
And were those all paid holidays?
Yes, all paid.
And you said you had double pay for holidays.
Well, it was like a double pay. I mean, I used to have my weekly wage, and then we'd have a fortnight's wage then on top of that you were home, say. So it was 3 weeks' wages we'd come home with, you know?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes, it wasn't that you had more.
No,
it's
no.
Just lots.
Yeah. Just the 3 weeks' wages.
Where did you go? Did you go anywhere special on holiday?
No, I don't think we did when we were kids. I mean, we used to go to the Southern Down on the beach, because the weather was a lot different then, wasn't it? And we used to have an open swimming pool down there. We used to go down there. And we used to spend a lot of time in the youth club up in Llaliston. And that's how we spent our holidays.
You didn't go away anywhere then?
Well, we'd go to Tenby and places like that, you know, and spend the day there. But we didn't go away for a week or anything like that.
No caravans anywhere or anything?
No. Not when, you know, I mean, when I was married, after we got married, it was different. We went round with different places then, and
yeah, yeah.
But not when I was, before I was married.
Great. Did you do the same work for the whole duration of the time you were at the factory?
Yes. Mine, I did once or twice have a go on the skiving machine, but I didn't do that as a regular thing.
Right. And how long did you work there for the first time round kind of thing?
Well, I started at 15 and a half, something like that, so going on 16. And I was there when I got married in 1957. And then 50. I left about 1959 when I was pregnant with my daughter.
So that was about 9 years, was it?
Yeah, it must have been.
And Did you get paid this? Well, how did your wages change during the time you were there?
Oh, God, I can't remember. And obviously, they changed, didn't they? And they went up as the years went on. But I can't say how much I was having by the time I left.
You can't remember having a pay rise every year or something?
Oh, we obviously had so much pay rise, yes. Everybody did, didn't they? But how much, I wouldn't know.
Was there any shift work in the factory?
No.
And was there any overtime?
No, not that I can think of. If you did have a Saturday morning, it was very, very rare. Yeah.
Would you say that you enjoyed working on the factory as a whole, on the whole?
Well, nobody enjoyed going to work, did they? You used to think, oh my God, I've got to go to work today, so to speak. But I mean, when I got there, it was okay, but the thought of going in there, I didn't like, no. I'd rather be at home and do bits and pieces and then go places. But I went in there, when I went into work, I loved it, you know, we had a good fun and... That's how it went.
Did you find the job more boring or monotonous?
Oh, sometimes, yes.
When you came, you said you left when you were pregnant, did you? And you went back then, that you told me.
After we came back from Australia,
yeah.
Yes.
When was that then?
Oh, dear, dear.
It must have been
about 1972 I went back.
How had things changed, do you think, in the time you
Not were? Really, no way at all. That didn't change, only that they had a bit of extension on. But the only thing that changed was the different machine. Instead of you stopping and starting the machine to do around the corners, you had to put your knee on this thing and it went round itself. So that was a bit of advantage, you know, a bit of something extra. So you didn't have to work so hard with your fingers and press it around. You just pressed your knee and then it done the corners for you. They did have that.
So did you had to be retrained too, is that one?
Well, sort of. Yeah, sort of, yeah. But it was okay.
Yeah. Did you go back and work the same hours?
No. I worked... Oh, to be fair, I did in the beginning, yes. But then I thought... Because to be fair to him, Norton said I could go part-time, and then I plugged him, and I said I'd rather the part-time, because it was too much with the kids. My mother had the kids, like, but I mean, I'd rather be home. It was too long. But the hours were different then. I think it was up at 7 till 4. You didn't have to work till 5, you know? So it was a lot better. You had that hour. It was 38 hours a week, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Did you notice, I mean, had your wages, how much, do you remember how much you were paid when you went back compared to?
Yes, £9.
£9 in
£9.
So that was still a fairly...
Yeah,
okay.
I suppose it was, yeah.
Was that for part-time or full-time?
That was for part-time then, but I did... It was less than that, to be fair, because I had a little bit of extra with the bonus. But say about £8 it was, and... I don't know, I can't remember. Say £9 to be fair then. Whether I earned a bit or not, but £9 I was bringing home, and so I was working then up at 7 to 4. No, they were the hours up at 7 to 4. I was working up at 7 to 3. I finished at 3. I'm doing that again.
You said, sorry, going back a bit now, you said that you used to keep 50p to your, oh, 50p, 10 shillings to yourself when you gave your mother money.
Yeah.
What did you do then with that money?
I used to buy clothes. I used to buy clothes, I did. Oh, and then sometimes my mother would... buy these Provident cheques, you know, and then we'd have these cheques. And I used to give my mother so much a week for the Provident cheque, and that's I used to go and buy clothes with that cheque then, because I think you had about £10, £15 on this cheque. And then that's how I bought my clothes here. I'd give her the money that I you know, for the 10 shillings in it, and then have a cheque to go and spend the rest, like, innit?
Well, What about music and things? Did you used to buy records?
Oh, yeah, I used to like music. I don't know whether I bought the record. Well, I suppose I did. We had a load of records. Yeah, I love music. Yeah.
And did you suspend it going dancing at things?
Oh, I loved that, yeah.
Where did you used to go from here, by the way?
To dancing?
Yeah.
It was the Welfare in Pyle and the town hall in Bridgend. The Welfare was the biggest one. For all of us youngsters, we went to the town hall, but not so often as the Welfare. And the Palais then was another one in Bridgend, but that was later on again. But the Welfare in Pyle was the big one. That's where we used to go.
What kind of music did they used to have there then?
Oh, jiving and in the mood, you know, it was all this Glenn Miller music, you know, the fast music.
Was it live bands there? Or was it
records? Bands? I think it was a band, yeah. All live music.
You don't remember who they were?
Oh.
No. Okay. So, the second time you went back, how long did you work in the factory?
Oh, not long. About 2 years, I think, and then I had enough then, and I didn't work there long. But anyway, sorry, tell a lie, we were made redundant.
Ah.
Because another company came in then from Italy, and they were buying the cheaper shoes, and we were being done out, we weren't having the orders and stuff. So we were all made redundant. That's how I left there. That, you know, I had to click that on there. That's how I left there. Mm. And then we did have all letters to go over to Fiona's if we wanted to work. And I thought, no, I'm not starting that now. But I left then. But that's how the company closed down. I don't know what is there now. It's still there, the building.
Is it? Yeah. So did you work in any other factory then? Apart from the beginning, but later on, did you work anywhere else? Yeah, so you were going to say?
When I was in Australia, I worked in the ammunition factory.
Oh, right.
And then I worked in... I went back to the shoe factory there for a little while, but it was like amongst the houses and stuff in Australia. And I couldn't get on with it there. You know, it was just a little tiny, tiny company that was. And then I went to Villiers then, where they made lawnmowers and stuff like that.
In Australia?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Just to get a bit of money, like, in it. And that's what I done.
Mm. But you left, when you were made redundant, you didn't go and work in another factory, right? So,
I went on the OMELP after that, but it wasn't a factory.
No.
I went to work on the OMELP because it was easier hours and doing an hour in the day, and that suited me fine.
Yeah. Are you in contact with any of your former workmates?
No.
You never seen them?
No, never. No. Funny enough, Pat now, I mean, we grew up together in Glenis on the same estate, but we often say we don't see anybody that we worked with, you know? And sometimes I think, well, I wouldn't remember them. Because, I mean, we all changed, don't we, you know? Mm-hmm. No, I haven't seen any of them.
I thought because you went from school, you know, you went with friends. Yes. To there. But were they there when you came back from Australia?
No.
So it was a
two of them. I know a thing to say, two of them died very young. Oh, yeah.
Yes. But there was a totally different workforce there when you came back.
Some of the Nancy was there, the forewoman, she was still there. A few of them, but not a lot.
Mm.
They were all new ones there then, you know.
So, looking back now, how do you feel about the time you worked in the factory in Webbs?
Very good. Very good. We had some good fun, and they were a good crowd of girls. And it's something I won't forget, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anything stick out, you know, in your mind about any incident that happened that... you remember? except for what you've told me.
Not that I can... I can't really. I can't put my finger on anything. Nothing really bad happened there, I don't think. Something that you can remember, you know? Something that's, oh my God, I remember that. It was bad. I can't know.
So it was good on the whole then?
Well, I thought it was, yeah. Yes.
Great. Okay.